It's been so long, my love. Your trip abroad with her has taken quite a toll on your visage. The stress that you have gone through is more obvious now that I'm staring into your sleeping face. I hope she treated you well, though I'm quite sure she hasn't. Your messages have worried me so. Oh, but my love, I'm just so happy to finally see you again. The way your eyes sparkled when you entered our room for the first time has brought my slow-beating heart back to life. I never lost faith in you. Countless times I've been told that you will never ever return, that you have found happiness with her during your fake honeymoon. They showed me pictures of you laughing and smiling. They showed me videos of you going on exciting adventures with her. But I can tell, my love. I can tell by the way your lips curled just slightly. I can tell by the sound of your less than hearty laugh. I can tell by the dullness of your eyes you were not happy with her during those days. And you're still not happy with your life with her. That's why I never doubted that you would return. Still, you being gone for these past 2 months has torn my soul apart. I now know the feeling of loneliness. I now know the feeling of emptiness. And I thought not seeing you for a few nights was torture. But I guess nothing can compare to the pain of being physically away from you for so long. The distance is too much. Your touch was so electric last night. The way your fingers touched my skin. It instantly lit a fire within me. It was so achingly soft, and it was so searingly hot. I remember my throat drying from just feeling the slightly rough pads of your fingers caressing my face, and when your thumb softly grazed my bottom lip, all I wanted to do was pull you closer for a deep kiss. But I now know how you work. You always want to be the one to make the first move. And so I stand still and relish the moment, and just stare in awe silently, while my cheeks burn red at the sight of you admiring me. Oh, but watching you do this has become such sweet torture for me. The way your intense eyes traveled from my face to my delicate neck to the curves of my body. I do not think my heart has pounded that loudly in my life. As I bite my lip, trying to stop myself from uttering my need for you to take me, you smirk that devilish smirk of yours, and my heart skipped a beat. Let us take our time with this, my kitten. I would like to drink you in as much as I can, you said. It took me all my willpower to not protest this. But you are right, as you always are. But as I stare into your deep onyx eyes, I could tell that passion and desire has clouded your thoughts. I could feel how much you're trying your best to control yourself, the way your hands shook softly as you cupped my cheeks, the way your lips trembled as you kissed mine. My darling, it must have taken you everything to stop yourself from pulling me close and taking me right then and there. And while your lips may have been soft, your tongue definitely wasn't. I could feel your growing need as your tongue danced with mine. It was the most passionate kiss I've had from you. Desperation. Need. Lust. Love. All these emotions I felt through the quick strokes of your tongue. And when we kissed until we were breathless, I could barely register that you had stripped me off my clothing, leaving me only with a red-laced pair of underwear you bought for me before you left for Venice. And there it was again, as you stepped back to drink in my body one more time. I see that warm and genuine smile that has melted my heart over and over again. Perhaps that smile of yours is the only thing I live for now. You wore it, my kitten, you said. I smiled proudly in response, and that was all I needed to do for you to finally, unleash your passion. Your strong arms wrapped me tightly in your embrace as your hands roamed my body wildly, as you guided me to the foot of the bed. And as I positioned myself to lean back with my elbows propped on the luxurious sheets, I see you close to tearing off the very clothes on your body. The way your muscles rippled underneath the dim light of this room stoked the flames within me more. This animalistic version of you is my favorite. As you crawled on the bed like a hunter trapping his prey, I thought you would fuck me then and there. I thought you would tear my panties off, nestle in between my legs, and push your cock inside me. I was already wet and hot with anticipation anyways. I wouldn't mind if your hunger for me dictates a swift and rough taking. I would allow anything to give you satisfaction. As I tried to wrap my legs around your waist, thinking that you would want to begin fucking me, you stopped me. No, my kitten. You have waited so long for me. You deserve better. I want you to see the stars first before I give you the universe. And it's enough to make my melt into a puddle. And so your fingers got to work. I could still remember how your finger teased and caressed my aching clit. Such sweet torture. God, it's been so long since you've touched me there. That heat that shot through my body was too intense for me to bear. My body squirmed for more of you, for more of your electric touch. I moaned and mewled loudly with just a stroke of your finger, begging for more. More honey, please, more. Touching myself can't compare to the way you work me. The way your fingers navigate and please the spot that affects me the most. The way you easily find the rhythm with which to make me sing praises of your prowess. You twist and turn and curl your fingers inside me. You push it in, then out. In, then out. One finger, then two, then back to one again. You bring me so close to the edge, and then you pull me back before I could even let myself go. You do this multiple times until my moans are a mixture of pleasure and agony. No one, not even I, could bring myself to an earth-shattering climax the way you could. You were right. I did see stars. But we're not done. No, not yet. To tease me even further, you bring your honey-coated fingers to your lips and lap up my juices with a deep growl that's enough to bring my arousal back to its peak. I've seen the stars, and it is now time for the universe. With yet another growl, you rip my panties off, and you command me to unhook my bra and take it off my body immediately. As my mounds bounce softly, freed from its binds, you hungrily move in and suck a firm and hard nipple. You swirl your tongue, tracing circles with it, and then you move to it once ignored pair. This was enough to distract me from you positioning yourself in between me. And as the tip of your hard, throbbing cock meets the entrance of my pussy, another startling wave of heat shoots through me, and just like that, I am back to begging for you. Please, please, I need you inside me. I need you to fill me. I need you to fuck me. Please, please, please. And again, with that cocky, sexy, mind-blowing smirk. As you wish, my kitten. And then, bliss. Fuck. God, I miss your way your cock pushes deep inside me. I miss the way it fits perfectly in my pussy. It's as if we were only really made for each other. God. You're so perfect. The way you set the pace. The way you move from being gentle to rough. You're so perfect. You're so fucking perfect. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. You're all I've ever needed. You're all my body and soul needs. Fuck. One who can bring me to euphoria. You're the only one who can give me ecstasy. And I'm so glad you're finally home. You're finally home in my arms. Oh, hey. Good morning, love. Oh, me? I'm sorry. I didn't want to wake you up. Would you like another round?